Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting second. The center fielder, Herm Winningham. Batting third. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Morris. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Todd Benzinger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Luis Quiñones. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Hammond. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Chris Hammond. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mark Carrion. Batting second. The first baseman, Gary Templeton. Batting third. The second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Cohn. Pitching for the New York Mets, David Cohn. And now, play ball. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran hits a line drive beyond short. Elster can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Winningham strikes out. One out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Larkin strikes out. Two outs. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. O'Neill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Templeton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quiñones fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeffries moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morris hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Brooks who is chasing the ball. Benzinger reaches third base with a triple. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Quiñones takes first base on ball four. Jeff Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. There goes Quiñones. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Quiñones steals second. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Benzinger scores. Quiñones moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Chris Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hammond strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Brooks moves to second. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to third for the out. Cerrone moves to second. One out. David Cohn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Doran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Doran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doran takes first base on ball 4. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Winningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Winningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doran moves to second. One out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doran moves to third. Two outs. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. Morris hits a line drive into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion strikes out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Templeton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Templeton hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quiñones fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Benzinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Benzinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Benzinger. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Benzinger steals second. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quiñones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Quiñones strikes out. One out. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Benzinger moves to third. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hammond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hammond is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammond hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McReynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quiñones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. McReynolds moves to second. Hubie Brooks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McReynolds scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 3-1, Reds. Kip Gross now pitching. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cerrone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cerrone for the out. Johnson moves to third. Brooks moves to second. One out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. Elster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Brooks scores. It's Reds, 3, Mets, 3. David Cone is at the plate with a count of 0-1. The ball gets by Reed for a passed ball. Elster moves to second. David Cone is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cone hits a fly ball into left field. Benzinger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elster moves to third. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Mets. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Templeton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Templeton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Doran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doran hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Winningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Winningham bunts towards the mound. Cone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 3. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McReynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. McReynolds moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. McReynolds moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Brooks is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks is walked intentionally. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Paul O'Neill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Neill hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morris is 0 for 2 in the game. Morris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Todd Benzinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Benzinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Benzinger hits a fly ball into center field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Quiñones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Quiñones hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Morris moves to second. Rich Sover now pitching. Chris Jones pinch hits for Jeff Reed. Chris Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brooks, who is chasing the ball. Jones reaches third base with a triple. Morris scores. Quiñones goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Reds. Glenn Braggs pinch hits for Kip Gross. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones scores. It's 6-4, Reds. Bill Doran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Doran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braggs moves to second. Billy Hatcher pinch hits for Herm Winningham. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Power now pitching. Billy Hatcher now playing center field. Joe Oliver now catching. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Elster hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Boston pinch hits for Rich Sover. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Boston strikes out. Two outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carrion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets 4. The Reds will come to bat. Doug Simons now pitching. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 3 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive towards short. Elster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Neill strikes out. Two outs. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benzinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Benzinger hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Benzinger reaches second base with a double. Morris goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Reds. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Quiñones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Quiñones hits a fly ball into center field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Templeton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Templeton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffries hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Reds. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McReynolds hits a line drive into left field. Benzinger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brooks is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets 6. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Power strikes out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Doran is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Hare pinch hits for Rick Cerrone. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Elster hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mackie Sasser pinch hits for Doug Simons. Mackie Sasser batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sasser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Dibble now pitching. Chuck Carr pinch runs for Mackie Sasser. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Carr. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Carr steals second. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carrion is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carrion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets 6. The Reds will come to bat. Jeff Innes now pitching. Charlie O'Brien now catching. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher strikes out. One out. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0-for-4 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carrion. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Neill is walked intentionally. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morris is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Innes fields it and throws to first for the out. Larkin moves to third. O'Neill moves to second. 2 outs. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Benzinger is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Benzinger is walked intentionally. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Quiñones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Quiñones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Templeton is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Templeton strikes out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jeffries hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McReynolds hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and New York Mets, 6. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.